AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Colorado has just made it tougher to buy a gun there with four new laws.
The laws raise the buying age for any gun from 18 to 21, create a three-day waiting period between the purchase and receipt of a gun, expand the state's red flag law, and eliminate some legal protections for weapons manufacturers and dealers, exposing them to lawsuits from the victims of gun violence. Governor Jared Polis.
We have a number of bills that I'm going to sign today that will help make Colorado one of the 10 safest states in the country.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
In Knoxville, Tennessee, a high school student is in custody after a gun in his backpack went off and the bullet grazing a teacher. Knox County School Superintendent John Wiswick says the teacher told him this.
I don't want to be recognized. I took care of my kids today. I love my kids and I'll be back on Monday.
Parts of the Florida Panhandle are cleaning up from tornadoes yesterday here in Central Florida. Severe thunderstorms with high winds are forecast for the second straight day. Donald Garmula saw a possible tornado near the Kennedy Space Center on Merritt Island.
All of a sudden, it's just like one big white cloud. It was like you didn't see nothing. I'm looking across the street, and I'm seeing the fence being torn apart and going in circles.
Severe weather is also expected in Central and East Texas in the next few hours. In Ukraine, officials say Russian airstrikes have killed about 25 people. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Dnipro and says Ukraine plans to strike back.
They're waiting for good weather and they're waiting for the commanders to give the go. Now, where it's going to happen, we don't know. When it's going to happen, we don't know. There are hundreds of miles in that front line, and the Ukrainians have been very clever in the past in hiding that sort of information. And obviously, they don't want to give the Russians a heads up on where that might happen, but we do believe it's going to happen. Soon.
A new trouble for a troubled California bank. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Shares at First Republic are once again plunging on reports that the embattled California bank has failed to convince other banks to give it another rescue package, with CNBC reporting that the bank is headed for FDIC receivership if a bigger bank doesn't step up and buy First Republic.
More than 30 convicts are getting an early start to restarting their lives. CBS's Bo Erickson at the White House.
President Biden announced 31 commutations for Americans convicted of nonviolent drug offenses who have successfully served their terms of home confinement. The commutations keep the convictions in place, but reduce or excuse the sentences. The Biden administration also announced a strategic plan to assist formerly incarcerated Americans with housing, educational opportunities through Pell Grants, and job assistance.
The Dow is up about 200 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local...
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A bill allowing advanced practice nurses to work independently is before the state legislature. The Wisconsin Nursing Association says with doctor shortages in some parts of Wisconsin, advanced practice nurses can help provide access to quality health care. Governor Evers' budget proposal includes some restrictions, including requiring advanced practice nurses to work with doctors two more years before becoming independent. Concerns over children's use of the new Snapchat My AI chatbot, which can hold a human-like conversation that can't be deleted. My AI uses ChatGPT to respond within seconds, but the information isn't always accurate. Privacy is also a concern because while the chats disappear after one day, Snapchat keeps the data. Officials say talk to your kids so they understand how to use it safely. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Embroidery Professionals Plus. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about your web stores. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Absolutely. We work with you to pick the products and personalize your page, then provide you the link so you can promote your store.
Wow, that sounds so easy.
To get started, email your design.
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to create a web store for you. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus. Apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, and home of the Wisconsin tailgate hoodie.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and some good news on baseball tickets today. Baseball tickets. We have two tickets to give away today to the second caller, and another two tickets to give away to the third caller. And these are the Los Angeles Angels game here in Milwaukee on Sunday. On Sunday, first pitch, 1:10 p.m. So I'm delighted to do it. The Brewers are hotter than a pistol. They are a great team, and it's some great baseball. I mean, I love baseball. I played Little League. I played Pony League. Played high school ball, and then I went out for the team in college and didn't quite make it, but it's a great sport. Really is a great sport. And if you want to go see top-notch baseball, top-notch throws, batting, pitching, fielding, you'll love the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into the history in the making as you slept, as you weren't thinking about it, as I wasn't thinking about it. Some new data, some new info on what Kevin McCarthy did by putting in that fraudulent bill that passed 217 to 215, supposedly to put pressure on Joe Biden. Republicans say, yeah, we'll raise the debt limit, what, till March of next year, when we'll sandbag you again in the middle of a presidential year if you just cut everything basically that was passed by bipartisan the last number of months, last years. Let me get into it. Let me give you a case in point. There is a congresswoman in Virginia. It's the Norfolk, Virginia area where I was stationed, by the way. I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia, the amphibious base right near Norfolk. Little Creek, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. Something like five Navy bases around there. Newport News, Little Creek, Norfolk, a couple of others, the air station. This woman who got elected, Jen Kiggins, K-I-G-G-A-N-S. She's bad news. She's a Republican. She beat Elaine Luria. Elaine Luria is somebody I really love. She was a great congresswoman, Democrat. A retired Navy captain, believe it or not. She also served on the January 6th Commission, and you probably remember her. I mean, she really jeopardized her career and ultimately sacrificed it by serving in that commission. Has a lot of guts. Jen Kiggins is no good. Let me give you some examples of why she's no good. When she was told to vote for McCarthy's bill, she was very anxious. What it does is it cuts $4.8 trillion from the budget as the ransom to be paid for avoiding default in the national debt. And here's what she said. She got up and she said, quote, I have serious concerns about the provision of this legislation that repeals clean energy investment tax credits, particularly for wind energy. These credits have been very beneficial to my constituents, attracting significant investment and new manufacturing jobs for businesses in Southeast Virginia. And then she turned to the Republican whip. He's a guy from Pennsylvania, a congressman, Guy Reschenthaler, who is basically McCarthy's flunky. And she said, I asked the gentlemen, they call each other the gentleman and the gentlewoman, even when they're cursing each other. I asked for the gentleman's assurance that I will be able to address these concerns as we move forward. And you know what he said? He said, quote, I give you no such assurances. He says, I support repealing all these tax credits. All I can say to you is I'll work with you the way we work with all members. And you know what she did? She voted for it anyway. Now, some people say she's just dumber than a post. I don't think she's dumber than a post. You don't get to be congressman and be dumber than a post. But here's what she voted for. Here's what she voted for. Not just stripping the tax incentives that her state needed, but as a result of this bill, it would shut down at least two air traffic control towers in Virginia. It would jeopardize outpatient medical care for 162,000 Virginia veterans. She voted for it. It'd throw up to 175,000 Virginians off food stamps and end food assistance for another 25,000 Virginians through the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program, Women, Infants, and Children, WIC. It would cut or end Pell Grants for 162,000 Virginia college students. It would eliminate Head Start for 3,600 Virginia kids and child care for another 1,300. It would add at least 2 months to the wait times for Virginia seniors seeking assistance with Social Security and Medicare. It would deny opioid treatment for more than 600 Virginians. It would end 180 days of rail inspections per year, and inspections of 1,350 miles of track wouldn't get inspected. And it would kick 13,000 Virginia families off rental assistance. What it does is it cuts all non-defense discretionary spending unless Biden wants to cut it, which is a joke. It would cut border security, the FBI, airport security, air traffic control, highways, agriculture programs, veterans health programs, food stamps, Medicaid, medical research, national parks, and a lot more. And if they decided to cut anything or they decided to leave defense untouched, it would cut Social Security and Medicare. So they hand a knife to Biden. They say, why don't you slit your own throat? Why don't you slit America's throat? This clown Kiggins, who beat Elaine Luria, this clown Kiggins voted all of that to screw her own state. Now, here is my challenge, and I urge everybody listening to this program. We have six Republican congressmen in this state who voted for it also. Six of them. Gallagher, Stile, Rothman, Tiffany, Fitzgerald, Van Orden, every one of them. The people listening to this program who live in all those districts. You know something? Call up the state Democratic Party and get the data for your congressman. In other words, I just gave you what Kiggins voted to stick a knife in her own people. You know, this guy Van Orden, that's the district that Ron Kind had. He claims he's a big Navy guy. He stuck a knife in the Navy. Get the data on everything he did that screws his district in the 3rd Congressional District. Get it for the 8th Congressional District, the 1st Congressional District, the 6th, the 7th, the 5th, all of them. We let us to the editor. Other news programs locally where you are, get that word out. Get that word out. All of these Republicans went in there saying, I'm going to stick up for you. And they stuck the knife in. They stuck the knife in. And now McCarthy has been contacting Biden saying, okay, I want to negotiate. Biden said, fine. You want to negotiate on a budget? Are you going to pass a budget? Well, no, we didn't have enough votes for a budget. This isn't a budget. This is just to cut $4.5 trillion and go back to 2022 levels. But I just want to talk about a little more. Joe said, hey, extend the debt limit, I'll talk about any budget thing. But I'm not going to do it with a knife to my throat. I'm not going to do it and do what I just read that Kiggins did. We're not going to cut border security. We're not going to cut air traffic controllers. At any given time in this country, there are over 20,000 airplanes in the air. In the air! And they're cutting air traffic controllers. They're cutting border security. People are trying to pour over the borders in this country, and they're cutting that. They're cutting that. They're going to cut the FBI. Cut IRS agents. Just get fire them. That way, their donors don't get audited for tax fraud. That way, the government loses over $100 billion with a B in tax cheats. That's what they're doing. And then they go, well, you know, we're not going to cut Medicare and Medicaid. No, sir. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. But by the way, maybe we will have to if people look at this and say, hey, we don't want to cut defense. We don't want to cut, especially with Xi threatening Taiwan, the commie Ruskies threatening Ukraine. And so go ahead and cut Medicare and Medicaid. That is what they are after. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
I'd like to say happy Friday, but it's kind of hard to say today. You know, I told you this a long time ago. In 1971, I won the lottery, the only one I ever won in my lifetime. So let me get this straight. I won the lottery now, no benefits for vets, no Social Security, no Medicare, no Medicaid, which if you have to go to a nursing home. And these people are nuts. This is what people want. Go for it. You know what? If we crash the whole thing, the only people we'll have left is the very, very wealthy, because they don't need any of these programs, you see. So I'm pretty wound up about this today. And as far as that clown down there in Alabama screwing with the Navy, you're wrecking our national defense there. So that's it for today for me. I mean, I'm pretty wound up. Adios. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, Paul, you're a good man. And I want to say to everybody, we're going to come through this. McCarthy is not going to get away with this. I just want to give this on everybody's radar so that if you're in the six Republican congressional districts I've described, find out the litany of what they did in their own districts and publicize it. That's what I'm getting at. That is what I'm getting at. And by the way, the clown in Alabama, Tommy Tuberville, is not just going after the Navy. He's going after the Army, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force, too, and denying any officer promotions. Demoralize them, the hell with them, he says, until nobody can get an abortion, no matter what the medical reason. You know, this guy is a clown. He should be in prison, quite frankly, for securities fraud, the Ponzi deal. He was the guy that was part owner of the thing. When they cracked down and they went after his partner, he goes, they said, how about you? And he goes, I don't know anything about securities law. Then why are you the head of one of these? You know, look, don't get me started. Don't get me wound up in these guys. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Jim Grass, Thompson, and Knox, GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High of 51. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 37. Mid-40s Sunday and Monday. Chance for scattered showers. Sunday. Chance for mixed precipitation. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Just want to finish up on that segment. So what do we do? I'm optimistic. I'm always optimistic about our country. What do we do? The truth of the matter is it's always been the case that large corporate people who acquire large corporations, people who have very, very substantial assets. And I don't begrudge people who got their money, honestly. I really don't. I think if you have billionaires who create a tech company and employ a lot of people, good for them. Absolutely good for them. But what I don't like is securities cheats, and I don't like people who manipulate the economy. And in this particular case, they are playing with fire. They are playing with fire, defaulting our country. Back in 2011, this is the last time this happened. Cost us $56 billion in increased interest rates. But more importantly, we have right now much more severe foreign policy threats than we had in 2011. We have the Commie Ruskies. We have the Chaicoms. We have the Norks, Iran, all of them vicious as hell, vicious, vicious people who would kill us on the drop of a hat. And we have the Republican Party interfering with our defense. We have a clown in Alabama who is blocking all officer promotions and demoralizing the officer corps. I mean, Putin couldn't do it better. And we have the clown McCarthy. Clown McCarthy saying he's not going to increase, the debt limit, and will default on our bonds unless we, A, reduce spending back to 2022 levels, and B, if we want to cut defense, well, so be it. The real objective is to get Social Security and Medicare. That's always been the objective of very wealthy people taking over companies, because the pension funds of workers sit there like fat little dodo birds, and all they got to do is grab them. It's a nest of assets, and Social Security is the holy grail. This is going on right now. This is going on right now. Get hold of the ways that the six Republicans in this state screwed your district if you live in it, and publicize it the way I just did with Jen Kiggins down in the Norfolk, Virginia area, who beat Elaine Luria. It's unbelievable. Why are we cutting, don't get me started, why are we cutting air traffic controllers when we have 26,000 planes in the air? Why are we cutting border patrol when people are trying to pour over the borders? We're going to the lines. We may have some ticket winners here. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling. And Jean, if you can use the tickets, hang on afterwards and let Calvin know how to get them to you. What's in your mind today, Jean?
Give it to the next caller. Too far for me to come, but thank you, Matt. And, oh, thank you so much for your show. And I just want to say, Wisco Paul, you're a great caller. And hang in there, because we are, all of us, are in this together. And sometimes it just feels like it's like a huge, heavy load. But we didn't get information in the past. I mean, my side of the state, we didn't even know about all of the work that everybody did at the Capitol. We didn't know. We didn't see on our TV people getting handcuffed, older people singing at the Capitol in the state of Wisconsin as we had this run through our state. So knowledge is power, and Matt has a great idea, and I'm going to add another one, is call your local TV station. Have the information ready. Call your local news source and say, why isn't this being covered? This impacts every one of us, and it's your responsibility as news reporters to get us this information. Be polite, though, and then you may ask questions. Did you hear this? Okay, you might want to check this area and give them a place where they can find information, because a lot of times those news reporters just get handed a slip of paper of the information. So you guys got to fight back. Take deep breaths. It gets overwhelming, but we are all in this together.
Gene, thanks a lot for calling. I love your passion, and I love those instructions to everybody, and I second it. I second it wholeheartedly. If you're in the 6 Republican districts, get the data. You can get it from the state party, Democratic Party. What air traffic controllers they cut there, what Pell Grants are getting it cut, what medical care, all of this stuff. Absolutely terrific. Thanks for calling. Adrian of Madison, my friend, you're next. You're a ticket winner, Adrian. If you can use the tickets, hang on and let Kevin know how to get it.
No, I'm afraid I can't use the tickets.
Okay, that's fine. What's up, Adrian?
All these Republicans that are so concerned about deficit spending now that they're willing to crash the world economy to try and coerce the Democrats to agree to these dramatic deficit cuts that you've outlined. Where were they when Donald Trump was president? He was giving away $1.5 trillion to rich people. I don't recall the Republicans speaking up about deficit spending then.
You know, that's really, let me tell you what also, which will kill you, and maybe you knew it, what happened is he put $7 trillion on the debt. He himself, in 4 years, $7 trillion. And when we approached the debt limit, he gave a speech. And he said, I can't imagine the Democrats would try to negotiate something like cut back on the tax cuts for the wealthy just to extend the debt limit. And the Democrats all got together and they said, look, we don't agree with what you did, but we are not going to have this country default. We were patriots, and the Republicans were the ones pushing extending the debt limit so that they could squeeze this it's a little over $1 trillion tax cut. They're doing this now for two reasons. One is they're trying to destabilize Joe Biden for the 2024 election and get Donald Trump back in there. That's what they're trying to do. But secondly, the holy grail of stealing pensions. And the holy grail of stealing pensions is Social Security. That, it looks like a big cash cow that they can grab. And it really isn't a big cash cow that they can grab, because quite frankly, there isn't a bunch of cash there for them. They don't know that. It's also protected by law. And they expect Biden to what? Commit harakiri here? You know, fall on his sword because they threaten him? I've had enough of these guys. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. And there are two more winners if you call in, because two people, two excellent callers, are not able to use the tickets. Back after the break.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, a three-day waiting period and a higher legal age for buying guns are among the new gun laws just signed by Colorado's Democratic Governor Jared Polis.
Because Coloradans deserve to be safe in our communities, in our schools, in our grocery stores, nightclubs, everywhere in between.
A new Fed report spells out reasons for the Silicon Valley Bank failure. Among them, says CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss,
shifting policy also resulted in lower supervision and requirements. The report says officials need to
improve the speed and force of supervision, as well as revisit the regulatory framework.
The Biden administration hopes to reduce immigration problems with processing centers in Latin America, while expanding legal pathways and increasing deportations. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
We want to fix this, but we know that some folks in Congress do not. They rather do political stunts, but we're taking this very seriously.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There's no word yet why a train derailed in southwest Wisconsin yesterday. Four people were injured. As many as 20 cars left the tracks near DeSoto. Some of the cars were carrying paint, batteries, and oxygen containers. Governor Evers says he's been briefed. Local governments in Wisconsin could get 20% of all state sales tax income in the future. That's under a new shared revenue plan unveiled by legislative Republicans, Representative Tony Kurtz.
So if the state does well, our locals are going to do well. And I think that's a key point.
Details are expected next week. In sports, Iowa linebacker Lucas Van Ness is the Green Bay Packers' first pick in the NFL draft. The Brewers host the Angels tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, she's fashionably lean. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. And if you can use him, you're a winner of two tickets on Sunday. Northwoods Terry.
Am I on, Matt?
Yes, you are. Terry, what's on your mind today?
Matt, you hear this every now and then from Republicans that when they cut taxes, they actually increase revenue to the U.S. Treasury. You know, they float this idea now and then, but it's just total BS, I'm sure. I mean, it's just less is more, and that can't be true. Can't be true.
No, they're lying about
your take on it, Matt.
Yeah. No, and by the way, Terry, can you use the tickets, or are you up in the North Woods and can't use the tickets?
I better pass this time, Matt, but I tell you what, I'll use them in the future.
Okay, you're a good man. Well, thank you. Well, let me respond to what you said. What Terry is saying, it's true. Terry is saying that they always characterize whatever they do, whatever skullduggery they're up to, always characterize it as a benefit that will produce more revenue for the government, even if they cut taxes by X. Now, what they say is we're going to incentivize people to work harder, to invest more, and that will generate and bubble up more revenue. That's not what the data shows, not the tax cuts that they put in. There are tax cuts, especially middle class tax cuts and tax cuts for people with working businesses and so forth, where that can be the case. That's not their kind of tax cuts. Their tax cuts gave about 88% of the money to about 1%, maybe even less, the top 1% of the country. Right now, we have three people who are worth more than the bottom 50% in this country. Now, think about that. I do not begrudge people making money. I think one of the problems with the Democratic Party is some people give the idea that it's somehow bad to make money. It's good to make money. I want everybody to make money. But what you don't do is you don't kind of rig legislatures. You don't gerrymander legislatures to pass things and do things that essentially screw a lot of people and just benefit their donors. That you don't do. You have opportunity for everybody. And so, to Northwood's Terry point, yeah, when they say, well, the tax cut was going to increase revenue. No, it didn't. Not that tax cut. And when Trump was president, he said, I'm going to increase the debt limit. I want everybody to do it. It would be wrong for the Democrats to say they don't like the tax cut, therefore they're not going to increase the debt limit. And frankly, I want the debt limit. Remember something. The debt limit is not new spending. It's not new tax cuts. It's not new nothing. The debt limit basically is to pay off bonds that we had to issue to pay for expenditures that already passed. It's like a second vote. This is what the Republicans insist on. Most countries don't. It should be, and it was true in the 19th century, that if Congress voted for an expenditure, they paid for it. Maybe they issued bonds, but they'd honor the bonds. They didn't go, well, we're going to get a second kick at the cat and see whether we even want to honor those bonds, whether we want to pay the credit card bill when it comes. We've already charged the merchandise. That's what's going on here. But it would have very, very serious consequences for the U.S. to default. The dollar is the de facto international currency. It gives us a lot of economic power in trade and everything else and investment. And it also destabilizes China, Russia, Iran, a lot of these other countries, because nobody wants their currency. Who wants the Chinese yuan? Are you kidding me? Who wants the Russian ruble? Are you kidding me? But if we start acting like a banana republic and welch on our debts, first of all, we're going to have to pay interest on bonds to reflect the risk. Right now we are for 90-day treasuries. We issued $56 billion in 90-day treasuries a little while ago. They mature in July. We had to pay over 5% because people aren't sure they're going to get paid. Should have been 1.5%. The fact of the matter is that the Republicans are costing us money. They are betraying the country. Who in God's name would cut air traffic controllers with 26,000 planes in the air? It's unsafe. Who would cut border security and border agents? Who would cut TSA screenings at airports? Are you kidding me? There are terrorists out there. There are jihadists out there. Are you kidding me? Who would do that? Who would say, well, we'll cut defense, but if you don't want to cut defense, you got to cut Social Security and Medicare? That's a Hobson's choice. That's not right. If we cut defense right now, the commie Ruskies are threatening Eastern Europe. They're threatening us all the time. The Chaicoms are threatening Taiwan. They're threatening the Philippines. And believe it or not, Vietnam. They're threatening South Korea and Japan. We can't reduce our naval presence in the Pacific. We just can't do it. It's not right. Iran is a terror state. It terrorizes the world, but it, you know, they have people in the United States right now that are terrorizing and trying to kidnap Iranian Americans, drag them back to Iran. These are scum. These people deserve to be executed. We need a strong defense. We need a strong defense. The clown Van Orden over in La Crosse, anybody in the 3rd Congressional District listening to this thing, call the state party and find out everybody he screwed in the 3rd District with his vote. With his vote. What? This guy Gallagher wants to run for the Senate up in the 8th District in Green Bay? Find out who he screwed. The same with Grothman, Tiffany, Fitzgerald, Style. These people all stuck a knife into the United States. Let somebody do something about it. All right. Let me get on to the Supreme Court. Well, we're on a happy subject, the Supreme Court. This was very disappointing to me, what happened just yesterday. You know that we have two justices who are financially corrupt. One of them is Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas has his hand out for freebies for fixing up his mother's house, getting a roof on her. And he was the part owner of the house, by the way. Getting it bought at more than it's worth. Getting the roof, new roof, very trivial stuff. But new gate for the garden, new fence. His wife making money, not reporting it. He himself not reporting money. The guy has his hand out. What's sad, I mean, if he's going to do it, is how pathetically small the amounts were that he took. Vacations, a yacht. Everybody sucks up to him, all these billionaires. Gorsuch sells a cabin, a fishing cabin or whatever it is, some piece of junk property in Colorado that he's having a hard time selling. But the minute he's a Supreme Court justice, 9 days later, the CEO of one of the biggest law firms in the country buys it. Boy, he really wanted that. He really wanted that cabin. He loves to fish. He loves to fish. I don't think so. I think he likes to have his fish served to him on a plate at La Bernardin, New York, okay? But the guy, Gorsuch reports, he made 250 to 500, which usually means the higher end, of something he couldn't sell. And this guy's firm has 22 cases in the Supreme Court. 12 of them, there's a record of Gorsuch's votes. And the others there isn't, but 12 of them. And the guy wins 8 of them, including really hurting the Clean Air Act. Now, this is unethical. A grand jury should look at this. All 9 justices, including the 3 Democrats, all 9 justices just pushed back and said, we will not accept any oversight from anybody, not from Congress, not from the president. And the only request was, I thought it was kind of a modest request. I would have said Garland should convene a grand jury to look at this. The only way you can get these guys through criminal prosecution. But the Senate just said, well, would you guys at least sign on to the code of ethics that Court of Appeals judges that many of you served on in Court of Appeals and trial judges have to deal with, okay? So you have a full financial disclosure and you don't benefit your relatives. You remember the clown Thomas voted basically to protect his own wife when her emails were requested by the January 6th Commission. Now, he couldn't have done that. He couldn't have done that if he was a Court of Appeals judge. In the Supreme Court, so what the hell? But why all 9 judges? Why all 9 judges? Why the 3 Democrats? And you know what it is? The vanity of these people when they get to very high positions, this is true of the U.S. Senate. I'll go to the line shortly. Do not hang up. You're a Supreme Court justice. You're co-equal. You're like the president. The hell with you. But you can what? Overrule the president and say he's unconstitutional on something? Overrule the Senate and the House? But they can't overrule you, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says that? I don't think so. These clowns have to be dragged out of the Supreme Court. Now, you can impeach them, but it requires 67 Senate votes, and we have tarantulas in the Senate. You can indict them, but you have to have a grand jury. You have to have the political will to do it. Right now, the Republican Party is protecting them. Moscow Mitch said that he has no problem with any of this stuff. But at some point, when they strip enough of our rights away, and they are about to strip away under the independent legislature theory, your right to vote for president, be a beauty contest. They will say that the legislatures decide who the electors are. And you know those fake electors in Wisconsin? They won't be fake next time because Voss will pick them. What would be fake is who you vote for president. Wake up. Wake up to how the federal judiciary has been co-opted by the Republican Party to do its bidding. And that is what I mean when I say that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. We're going to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, you're a winner of two tickets, Cassandra, if you can use them on Sunday. Milwaukee Brewers versus Los Angeles Angels. Great game. 1:10 p.m. in Milwaukee. First pitch.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Matt. I wish I could have used the tickets, though. Feel free to. I'm going to pass for another caller. I need to get a bunch of grading done on Sunday, so I can't use them.
Good for you. Good for you, Cassandra.
Yeah, I'm working. But I wanted to ask you about the budget.
Yes.
I know that the Republicans are finally waking up to that there is a shortage of revenues, and that's one of the reasons why they are trying to force Biden into signing the budget. Now, the Trump tax cuts, are they permanent or do they sunset at some time? That was just my question. Thanks a lot.
Sure. The tax cuts, they did something very sneaky. They made them permanent for the wealthiest and the corporations, and they sunsetted them for the average worker. And nobody paid any attention to it. And here's the deal. Bill Clinton was the last president who balanced the budget. In the year 1999, 2000, he actually balanced the budget. We had a surplus. And the Wall Street Journal, which is the voice of American corporations, criticized him. They said, you need a little debt. You have to issue some bonds for functioning government. They criticized him because he was a Democrat. We have the pandemic that required unusual expenditures. Because if we didn't make those expenditures, and frankly, Trump supported them as well as Biden, and they passed in both administrations, we would have had a bankrupt country. That got us through. Then we have defense spending. We have a war in Ukraine. We have China increasingly threatening all our allies in the Pacific. We have to have a good defense budget. So there's going to be a deficit. It's going down a lot more under Biden than it was under Trump. It's going down a lot more. What they're proposing to cut does nothing at all to alleviate this problem unless they somehow get their hands on Social Security and Medicare. If we were to simply cut our defense budget over the next 10 years by 50%, they'd be speaking Russian in Alaska and in Maine, okay? We're not going to do that. They know we're not going to do that. We have got to have a sustainable, functioning economy. And we have been able to do it, and they are putting a knife into it simply to try to win the 2024 elections. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence, or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure, or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Low has dipped down to about 40 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, 51. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, 37. Chance for scattered showers Sunday with a chance for mixed precipitation Monday. Highs in the mid-40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Pretty people out drinking, thinking that they got it made.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I think that attitudes are starting to change in a good way on this election denial stuff. Mike Pence, former Vice President Pence, was told by a court of appeals the evening before yesterday that he'd have to testify to Jack Smith's grand jury and Department of Justice grand jury, and he testified starting at 9 a.m. Eastern time the next day, 12 hours later. What's pretty clear to me is that he was ready to testify. Trump was the one who brought this motion to try to bar him. Court of Appeals said no. But we have even better data that just came in. And I want to just quick tell you this, read it. There were election deniers, as you know, election deniers in the 2022 election. And they received between 2.3 and 3.7 percentage points of the vote less than was expected and compared with other similar candidates in the same kind of races. Here's some examples. They lost the governorship, election deniers, in Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. They lost Secretary of State in Arizona and Michigan. And they lost Attorney General in Arizona and Michigan. In addition, 6 of 9 congressional candidates that the Democrats had targeted, Republicans, lost to the Democrats, really narrowing the Republican majority. They should have had like a 10 or a 12 majority, and they don't. In this state, Dan Kelly lost to Janet Protasiewicz. Yes, part of it was about abortion, but a lot of it was about his fake elector involvement. These people have got to get it through their heads. If they go into battle denying the election and lying about it, they lose between 2.3 and 3.7 points right off the start. And if you go into an election ceding that much to the other side, you're going to lose a lot of races. Go to the lines. Annie of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling. Annie, you're a winner of 2 tickets to the Brewer game on Sunday. If you can use them, stay in the line and give Calvin your info to get you the tickets. What's in your mind today, Annie?
I'm wondering how little attention has been spent on Iran and Saudi Arabia becoming friends with each other. There's some agreement they did. I don't hear much about it except on international radio.
Yeah, you know, thank you for raising that. I've been, there's so much economic news for me to discuss and put on that we haven't gotten into as much foreign policy as I have before. But I feel very strongly about it. And let me tell you about Iran and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a Sunni country, Sunni Islam. Iran is a Shiite country, Shiite Islam. About 10% of the Muslims in the world are Shiites, 90% are Sunnis, and they fight all the time. In Afghanistan, there is a minority Shiite population, and their mosques are bombed by Sunni Muslims. In Iran, they are Shiites, and there are Shiite clergymen in Saudi Arabia who are regularly put to death. I'm not kidding. The Saudi Arabian Sunni leadership there will occasionally accuse them of being apostates or spying and just execute them. They hate each other. Saudi Arabia and Iran hate each other. They are both terror states. Iran exports Shiite terror. It exports it in the Middle East, in Lebanon, in Gaza, against Israel, against the United States. They are a terror nation. And not only that, everybody in this country, you know, we all go, oh, we need diversity, equity, inclusion, and we are, you know, white supremacy and all this. Okay, okay. Let me tell you something. One of the worst racial states in the world is Iran. They hate the Kurds. Kurds are a minority race. They regularly kill them. And that girl who they claimed was wearing her hijab wrong, and the police grabbed her, raped her, and murdered her, was a Kurd, a Kurdish girl, a very good-looking Kurdish girl. That's what they're doing over there. Saudi Arabia is exporting Wahhabi terrorism throughout Europe. Most of the terrorism that you see in Europe, churches bombed, cathedrals bombed and burned, priests murdered, Jewish people murdered, explosions in airports, all courtesy, quite frankly, of Angela Merkel of Germany, inviting in 1 million refugees from what? What, from their own faith? The truth, yes, there are wars all over the Middle East. It's not our fault. And they came in. She didn't even consult Britain or France or Sweden, where a lot of these refugees went on, and killed people. Saudi Arabia was behind the 9/11 bombing. A couple of their consuls in our cities were implicated in that. Their ambassador had the phone number of one of the hijackers in his pocket. We didn't do anything because we need oil. About 5 years ago, the Saudis sent over some people to be trained by our Navy as pilots, and they were sitting in a Navy class to learn to be a pilot, pulled out guns and murdered sailors right in the classroom. And then it found out that they had been going to New York on weekends looking for targets. We should not be bringing in anybody from Saudi Arabia. We're bringing in our own assassins, our own enemies. So how did these two people get together? China put them together. They hate each other. That's not going to last. I mean, you don't see kill each other's clergymen and bomb each other's mosques and somehow kiss and make up. They've exchanged ambassadors. And in Yemen, where Iranians were backing the rebels, the Houthis, and were attacking Saudi Arabia, said, well, we're going to try to tone that down. This is all a scam by three crooked countries. The three crooked countries are China, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. That's what it is. And we have got to maintain a strong defense, work with people in our interest, and try to get people to act peacefully. But we're out of our mind to import our own assassins, and Europe is out of its mind to import its own assassins. So when you say, what can be done? Listen, China just signed a deal to open a military base in the United Arab Emirates, and they're a moderate country that work with us. They're a moderate country that work with us. I could go on and on. This is what, a 2-minute segment? I go on and on. Thank you for calling. It's a great question. We can do more foreign policy in the future. Matt Flynn Direct is coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Have a great weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. I'm signing off for today.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.